This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One other thing Secretary Mnuchin said to Ben on that podcast is that Wall Street's banking on tax cuts, yes, but traders are also loving the regulatory relief the Trump administration is providing. So we asked Marketplace's Scott Tong what else is going on in the markets.
Wall Street analysts seem to agree on a couple things. Stocks are up for many reasons other than Washington, and baking metaphors are a good way to talk about tax cuts. Karen Cavanaugh is market strategist at Voya Investment Management.
Markets know that we might get something, but I don't think a lot of that is already baked into the price pie. I think that the market is moving ahead because earnings are doing well, and we have a global synchronized expansion. Any kind of tax cuts would be icing on the cake.
Taxes might be a sideshow for investors, at least for now, because there's not enough detail about a bill. Strategist Samir Samana at Wells Fargo Investment Institute needs to know how a policy might change a company's finances. For instance, what's the corporate tax rate going to be? 22%? 15%?
You know, U.S. companies are already paying something kind of in the low to mid-20s. So that'll be the first thing that we need is what's the tax rate going to be? Is it going to be lower than what companies are already paying? Two, you know, what is going to happen on the other side?
In other words, do corporate deductions also get taken away? Those are the kinds of devils in the food cake. Now, if tax reform tanks, will stocks take a significant dive, as the Treasury Secretary suggests? Maybe a small one, thinks Babson College finance professor Michael Goldstein. He says stock prices bumped up maybe 2 to 5% after the election and after candidate Trump's tax cut promises.
If you tell the market, I'm going to give you a big gift and then you don't give it, of course they're going to be disappointed. But I'm not sure we should make fiscal policy based on the stock market.
Policy that can be based on other things, like the broader economy and the federal budget, not just companies and investors. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.